Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 18th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life may well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's go straight to the synopsis of the show for today. I'm going to start out by talking about how we are at a critical point in history. We are at a period of uncertainty and danger unmatched in the post-war era. More than ever since 1945, the role of the United States of America on the world stage is in serious question. Then I'll move on to the outlook, which is really very grim. We are rapidly getting to the point where America will be ungovernable, and I will be talking in some detail about what I mean by that statement. You know, tax cuts do not pay for themselves, and the US economy is not booming. Expect further paroxysms of polarization and dysfunction. The stage is set for a monumental fiscal calamity, and I'll be justifying what I mean by that in a few words next. How do you like constantly being asked to prove you're human? I know it irritates me, but I guess they have decided that's the way to go. So that's what you can expect online, at least for the foreseeable future. Then I'll talk about the government shutdown, which affects many more people than the numbers that are quoted to you. Well, the US has threatened German companies with sanctions if they continue buying oil from Russia, and we'll talk about that piece of unconscionable action from the United States to foreign countries. President Trump's National Security Council asked the Pentagon to provide the White House with military options to strike Iran last year. That's just come out as a piece of information, rather grim, I would say, in terms of the employees criticizing the boss, but that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. Humans are complex creatures. We can't always do the right thing. Indeed, 40% of the actions we take aren't decisions, and that's according to a New York Times reporter. Some very interesting information comes from that, and I will attempt to reflect that before our final piece, which will be a short comment about how the average American is fatter than at the start of the 21st century and very close to being obese. And that's according to the Centers for Disease Control data on body metrics. So that's not me making it up, ladies and gentlemen. That's just how it is. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you individually 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, or please send me some sample shows and I will know what to do and I will do it. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the most recent 3 shows because it'll give you a good idea of the way in which I deal with current affairs. All right, well, let me terminate this with the usual announcement of my information, starting with my email address, which you will need to request the shows or to sign up. Actually, not to sign up. For that, you will use the Podbean page, as I'm sure you know. But you will nevertheless need my email address for other matters, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's also on the Podbean page, which you may be looking at, which is the same page that contains the Donate tab. Again, that's rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and they have been sadly lacking in comment in recent weeks because of my end-of-year summary, which has taken enormous amounts of my time. And now, although that's finished, I have to catch up with the rest of the information that I neglected. So it'll be a little while before they get up to speed again, but I assure you they will, and I hope you will enjoy them. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, all lowercase, and no punctuation. Again, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. All one word again, no punctuation, all lowercase. So with that, let me wish you the best for the weekend. Have a good one. I will be back on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.